You're tuned to Radio Aldeburg 93.6 FM, and we welcome Shaul Ukerman here from AVS Cybersecurity. Good morning, Shaul. How are you?
Good morning, darling. Yeah, very good, thank you. Hope you have got good weather down in Cape Town.
Yes, we've got wonderful weather. Where are you from?
George.
Oh, you're from George. Okay. Well, normally, well, they say cold and wet. That's what CAW stands for, right?
So,
cold and wet.
Exactly like that today. It's the drain.
Is it? Goodness. Shaul, well, let's not talk about the weather, because there's more important things like the Poppy Act and how to navigate the maze that is the Poppy Act. So, have we seen an uptake in companies trying to just comply with the Poppy Act since its inception in July?
Yes, certainly there's quite a number of companies who've only woken up to the dark clouds, seeing as we're talking about weather, about the new legislation, you know, and what needs to be done. So they're only realizing now it wasn't just, you know, putting a couple of changes in documentation and so on. They actually need to do a bit more than that.
Yeah.
Yes, there's quite a big uptake. But, you know, that's us South Africans. We first want to see what's going to happen, and then we start doing something about it.
No, that's true.
Shaul, do you think that many companies are overwhelmed with the task at hand and therefore not kick-starting the process?
I think so. What we do find is, unfortunately, from a legal point of view, people make it out to be, you know, quite significant. And actually, there's a couple of basic steps that people need to follow through to sort of see what are the things they have to do. It doesn't mean that those changes are going to be very quick, but it is to unpack it, to understand what is the context within your organization is the part where a lot of organizations battle with. So it's a lot of legal jargon, and then to say, how do we practically take that and apply it into our organization? And that's where the trick lies. That's where the core lies, and where companies are battling to sort of unwrap themselves. And then obviously people start selling them all sorts of things to say, this is how it will cover, and actually it may not be necessary. So it's making practical. That's the challenge that organizations
Sure, goodness. Well, I must be honest, I also in the beginning thought, like, you know, it's just like, you cannot use my email address or my cell phone number. That's it. You can't use it. You can't phone me, nothing. But it seems like there's more to it. So how do we navigate through this seemingly complicated process?
Well, let me maybe just first say, if you have shared information in the public, something like LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever, then it's public domain. I mean, the legislation can't protect you against that, because you've basically shared it. It is information where you have not given consent to be shared, some private information. And that's the one big mistake that most individuals make. They say, well, you can't show me, I didn't give you permission for it. Well, you shared your information on the wherever, on platforms and so on. So, where do we start? I think the simplest is to do a basic assessment, and there's a couple of advices I can give around that, but do a basic assessment that you can understand what is the things that are relevant for your company and that you have to do, what you have to do with employee records, what you have to do with client information, and what you have to do with your IT systems, just in order to see what are the immediate action and what are the medium and long-term actions to do. Remember, when a regulator, when they go to someone and they say, you have compromised confidential information, they will also look, what have you reasonably done to prevent it? There is no guarantee that you can have all the IT systems that information cannot get lost. But have you taken reasonable precautions to prevent it from getting in the right hands? So those are the kind of actions that the regulator will look at. So, but start off with an assessment and decide what are the actions that you need to take within your budget and time constraints.
Sure.
Oh, that's quite interesting, you know, because in the beginning we all said, you cannot phone me anymore, that is it. But then, on the other hand, like you mentioned, on Facebook, on maybe a website, you have your details, all of it is there.
And so, that's public domain, sure.
Exactly. I mean, take your state agent. Their telephone numbers are advertised everywhere, so you can't phone them.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so in what way can AVS Cybersecurity assist companies to start the process and get moving along and really make sure that they are safe and doing things the way that they're supposed to?
Well, I think there's a very, very cheap assessment that individuals and organizations can do. I mean, it's like really, really cheap. It's like under 10,000 Rand. Mm-hmm. They can actually do a self-assessment. So all the questions are being asked there, all the areas that you need to look at. It will then create a little report. And then once you've done there, you can then decide how you want to go about. I'm more than happy to reach out to us if you need a bit of guidance and advice and quickly talk you through it by all means. But I think that online assessment is probably one of the best ways for the average medium-sized organization to take about. Large organizations, they need a more hands-on approach. Mm-hmm. So that means engaging with different departments and so on to see what their roles and responsibilities are from a Poppy point of view. That, yeah, go online to our website and just have a look at the Poppy assessment and basically take it from there, I would suggest.
Okay, so this online assessment, that is what you do. That's AVS Cybersecurity help you with this assessment. And we can go to your website. Is it an online thing? Do I need to phone beforehand, register? How does it work?
No, you can just go to our website and just search for Poppy. Dangerous girl, Poppy, and then it will take you to that specific landing page, and you can just fill in your information, and we will then immediately make contact with you and give you a key. So it's an app, it's an online application, and you can simply just go through it. But we'll talk you through it as well, if necessary. If you need a bit of guidance, more than happy for one of our specialists just to give you a call. No cost involved there, just to talk you through a couple of things, and then you at least know where to start, I guess.
Fantastic. And that website is aves.co.za. That's where you can find all the details. So it's aves.co.za, and just look for Poppy and you'll find more details on that, how to do that assessment. I think a lot of companies sitting with that big question mark in front of them and just saying, you know, let's avoid it rather. I don't want to even go into this. But at the end, it's just going to come back and bite you in the butt. So rather go and find out more about this assessment. And like you just mentioned, you know, it's a small price to pay just to find out that you're on the right side of our law. So that's better. Charles Ukerman, thanks a lot for chatting to us this morning. Do you have a contact number that you, maybe if people want to find out more, any contact number for you?
Oh, they're more than happy if they want to phone me directly, or the office. My direct number is 083-449-6052. 083-449-6052. More than happy if they want to phone me.
You know, this is public domain now, no? No, I'm just joking. Well, there you have it. It's 083-449-6052. Otherwise, like I mentioned, the website. Charles Ukerman, thanks a lot for chatting to us this morning. We'll chat again and make yourself Poppy friendly. Cheers, Charles.
Thank you, Donnie. All the best to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.